Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keith's a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Well, we have two alien portals. We have one in the front and one in the back.
He deserves a home. I'm not going to go dump him out and then him get eaten by a bird after everything he already lived through. So we kept him.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday, just after noon 30.
Nobody deserves to be eaten by a bird.
Nobody does. That's why it's time for Kiefer Madness, a Kiefer Madness today, Dale, where we had sort of a classic mix-up.
Oh, no.
Which led to some hijinks.
And oh, I love hijinks.
Yeah, we'll get your opinion on how this all worked out, who was on the right, who may have been in the wrong. Is this a good idea? Is it a bad idea? So let's begin.
On Monday, Will Novak got a group email with the subject line, "Urgent Info, Angelo's Bachelor Party."
First of all, like the
urgent info,
the excitement by the reporter, that's a good start. You know who he's into the story. So yeah, gentleman got an email, urgent info, Angelo's bachelor party. That's what we're dealing with.
Got a group email with the subject line, urgent info, Angelo's bachelor party.
I thought to myself, well, I don't know anyone named Angelo. And it sort of seemed like one of those weird scam Nigerian prince emails, and I didn't know what to think of it.
Also said clothing optional.
It did say that. There was a little bit more detail. So this gentleman is telling a story. He's holding like a baby. How old a baby do you think that would be, Rossi? Like a...
That's less than a year.
A little baby.
That's less than a year, baby.
He's sitting there in his house explaining the story about how he got this email. He thought it was a fake email, but he wasn't really sure, but then he followed up.
He almost deleted it, but his curiosity led him to open it and to start planning a trip.
It was a bunch of guys talking about going on a ski resort vacation for a bachelor party Martin Luther King Day weekend.
It turns out Angelo and all his buddies live in Vermont. One of Angelo's friends is Bill Novak, who uses William F. Novak in his email address.
By the way, they're showing the guy's email in this news story.
That's a bad idea.
It's like WilliamNovak@gmail.com. You're like, okay.
Well, why don't you just tell everybody else who didn't see it?
Everybody saw this, Dale.
He does just say it. And he doesn't say @gmail, but you're having a
guess
of five.
But they zoomed in and showed that it was.
But even if you just hear it, you're how is it? AOL? Yahoo?
So anyway, classic mix-up. So this is not the Bill Novak. It's a different Bill Novak.
Will in Phoenix uses William.Novak in his.
Classic mix-up. The old dot.
That dot gets you every time.
Throws you off.
I want to know how many emails both of these guys are getting right now.
Probably a lot. Probably they shut it down. Said, you know, you can't go on. You delete that account
immediately.
Delete the account. Throw some numbers on there. Throw the whole middle name.
Maybe an XO.
XOXO 69.
Though it was clearly a mistake, he responded with an over-the-top reply. All. I do not know who Angelo is. I'm a Will Novak who lives in Arizona. Vermont seems like a very far way for me to travel for the bachelor party of a guy I've never met.
What do you think of this response, Dale? So he gets the group email. He knows it's not him, but he responds, as this gentleman points out, over the top, saying, hey!
Hey!
I'm in, but that's a long ways away.
He's trying to be funny. Is that what it is?
He is. I think he is. I think he's going for a little bit of humor.
Gotcha. That being said, count me in.
So he wants in. He wants in. They've never met this gentleman. He got the wrong email, but he wants in on the bachelor party on the other side of the country.
They then sent me an email saying, if you're serious, we're serious, get on that plane and get here.
Oh, Bill in Vermont.
Yeah.
Let him come.
That's the wrong Novak? That's fine. He wrote back? We'll take him. Anybody who can...
I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to go too if you want.
I think it's really whoever wants to go. There's just no real RSVPs.
If I got an email like that, I sent this out and I made a mistake and the guy's like, well, I'm in. I'd be like, delete, my bad, sorry, bye. This story doesn't
happen. No. Instead, you're like, oh, you'll love this. Angelo will love this. He loves hanging out with strangers. He loves this.
A bunch of
drunken
strangers at a ski resort.
On the night that you spend with, like, your best friends in the world, you're like, yeah, let's bring this guy as well.
And
like,
then it just makes you think, who the hell is this guy thinking? Like, yeah, I'm going to travel.
He's going to go from Arizona to Vermont for somebody he's never met.
A weekend with guys he doesn't know.
He's met. I have friends that live 20 minutes away that I'm like, ah, I can't make it today. This guy's ready to go on the other side of the country. It's ridiculous.
Bill in Vermont took Angelo off the group email and started planning the hilarious surprise with everyone else.
He's probably going to go on, like, be on the floor dying.
So this is the guy, the best man, who's planning the whole thing. They now Skype him in for some reason. They go to the house of this the other guy.
His explanation is going to be on the floor dying?
Yeah, he's going to die. Laughing.
Does he mean laughing? Is that what he means?
He's going to roll. Rolling on floor laughing.
LOFL.
That's right.
He's probably going to go on, like, be on the floor dying. Laughing at this, yeah. He's going to it's probably going to be the best present for him ever.
Though all the guys did offer.
Wait a minute. Wait.
A guy he doesn't know shows up randomly. Yeah. This is the best thing ever.
Derek, we were going to get you hookers and coke, but instead, a stranger from Arizona. Like, what do you think? Look at his name, similar to our other friends' names. And there's two Will Novaks. What do you think? He's like, yeah, it's probably safer than the other stuff.
Though all the guys did offer to pitch in, Phoenix Will still had to get plane tickets from Phoenix to Boston, then rent a car to drive to Vermont, and then pay for ski lift tickets and all the other stuff. The new father didn't feel good about just dropping $750, so he turned to GoFundMe, where his trip was fully funded in 2 hours.
What?
That's ridiculous.
So even dumber than inviting a guy you don't know to the bachelor party.
Right.
People who don't know him are paying for him to go to the bachelor
party. He just wrote this story out there, and he asked for $750, and he got double the money,
Rossi,
in a day.
You should go on right now, start a GoFundMe page to take you to Kansas City to see the game this Sunday.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Now you go. That's not bad. People would say, sure. There's money out there. People are willing to give money away.
We won't need a hashtag like Mutt getting to Minnesota last year.
Just a GoFundMe.
We can get a GoFundMe.
Forget a hashtag.
Wait, that was real?
Yeah, he went to Minnesota.
No, I know he went.
Yeah,
I think that was a work.
That was definitely not a shoot. That was a work.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Where his trip was fully funded in 2 hours.
My wife couldn't be more happy to be rid of me for a weekend and she doesn't have to pay for it. What a dream.
So they obviously aren't getting along all that well.
I would say that marriage doesn't have long to last.
They have a poor relationship.
They've got a little kid that's going to be the
just a tiny little baby.
The target in this whole thing is just awful.
Not good.
Oh.
Now he's famous.
Well, now he's going out to get drunk with a bunch of strangers. A
bunch of guys he doesn't know.
And he's like, yeah, my wife would love that. Like,
Would you be more likely to have a stranger on your bachelor party or be the stranger on somebody else's bachelor party? You have to pick one.
I'd rather a stranger at my bachelor party.
Yeah, I think strength in numbers.
Because at least you know somebody.
You know everybody else.
Texter brings up a good point. What if all the guys who are at the bachelor party are raging meth heads?
Could be.
And this dope shows up.
Could be.
Hey, everybody.
Now he's also a meth head. Peer pressure is brutal.
It is.
Oh, boy.
It's every wife's dream.
So next Friday, it's happening. Angelo, his father Angelo, Will Novak, Bill Novak, and about a dozen of their friends will have a bachelor party they'll never forget.
I mean, all bachelor parties should be like that, whether you have a stranger there or not.
Usually they're events that you will never forget because you know people.
Yeah. You would think, right? And maybe somebody makes a mistake that they shouldn't have done. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can happen at a bachelor party.
Dumbest idea ever.
What, the bachelor party?
No. Telling this guy, sure.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to call your bluff. I'm doing it.
We'll have to have like a duel to see who's the better Will, I guess.
These guys sound like a blast.
He sounds like a moron.
These guys sound like an
him. I don't want him anywhere near my bachelor party.
I don't want this guy. No, this is the guy that was planning it. This is that guy.
That's even worse.
He wants to pit the Wills against each other.
He's now said someone's going to be on the floor dying, and they're going to be a duel.
It is a bachelor party, Rossi.
Someone's dying.
It's a bachelor party.
And during the email chain back and forth, they wanted to have confirmation that Will Novak isn't a murderer and that the guys in Vermont aren't murderers. So he said, hey, if you are murderers, I was in karate in second grade. And he sent him this picture. And guess what? This picture, guys, is now going to be on the back of the infamous bachelor party t-shirts. So the stranger here made the t-shirts. Angelo doesn't even know who he is.
On a scale of one
to... It gets dumber by the minute, doesn't it?
On a scale of one to...
So the stranger here...
How funny is that?
It just doesn't
fill the air. Not great.
Honestly, now the guy's like, hey, I'm not a murderer. Here's a picture of me as a kid. And they're going to put that on the back of this guy's t-shirt?
Yeah. Like, there's one thing for, like, something to be random and it can be kind of funny, but then you're like, all right, at what point do we stop? Because now you're going to have to invite him to the wedding.
Don't make random happen.
That's what you're doing. Don't you think he's going to the wedding?
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
That might go on the honeymoon the way things are going.
Now the bride is going, wait a minute.
Who's this guy again? They're like, oh, that's hilarious. But I do like the reporter. He was really into the whole story. It was like his favorite story I think he's ever had.
Well, think about all the reports that these guys probably get.
No, that's
he's like, oh, this
true.
One? I'm going to run with it.
Yeah, no, that's probably true.
Will Novak isn't a murderer and that the guys in Vermont aren't murderers.
It's one
You're
of the more important things.
Taking his word for it, by the way, that he's not a murderer.
No, you have no idea. Yeah.
Is he going to tell them he is?
I don't know.
Dill, you got to understand. He sent them a picture of him playing, being in karate
in
when he was
second
four.
Grade.
Like, isn't there a chance this ends really poorly? Like,
yeah,
really
I think
poorly.
In 2 weeks we're going to have this. Yeah. We're going to do a recap on this story, and there's several men dead.
It's going to be a Netflix special. Will Novak, they invited inviting a murderer to your bachelor party. And then he just has scalps of all these guys.
I want to know more than anything else. Who decides to give some of their hard-earned money to this dope's GoFundMe page to send
no
him
idea.
To a bachelor party?
That's really one of the most interesting
parts of
the
whole
story.
I mean, I have given money to GoFundMe pages before.
Sure.
You know,
there's a lot of ones that are worthwhile.
Charitable yeah. causes. Yeah. And I don't think I'd be giving any of my money to send this guy to a bachelor party.
I promise you I wouldn't.
Now, you've both said you've given money to GoFundMe.
Yes.
When I see it hit its goal, unless it's like I had a friend who knew family, house burnt down.
That yeah, right.
Like, but once it's like something goofy like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, why go overboard?
It's
the guy asked for $750. He's got a $750. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you click on it, you see $800. You're like, okay, I'm good. I don't even have to feel bad
know.
Not giving it.
That is weird. Yeah, that is weird.
Who, like, those are the real weirdos.
There's plenty of weirdos.
You
want
to throw $10 at it to be funny? Hey, guys, look at this and tweet about it or whatever.
Yeah, there's
fine.
A lot of people in the wrong in this story.
I don't know. Is anybody right?
Nobody is.
The poor baby.
No, I don't even know. At this point, can't trust them either.
Baby doesn't want anything to do
no.
with the father anymore.
No.
This is all going to end badly for everyone.
I think it is.
Sad. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Yes, Jason, you're waving at me.
Oh, we got stuff to give away coming up, Dale.
On the other side of this break.
Bruins tickets.
Bruins tickets.
Nice.
Bruins tickets. Get fired up.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I thought to myself, well, I don't know anyone named Angelo.
Will Novak isn't a murderer and that the guys in Vermont aren't murderers.
My wife couldn't be more happy to be rid of me for a weekend and she doesn't have to pay for it. What a dream. It's every wife's dream.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.